Radio.
So let us now talk about another two stories which have been in the news this week. And this is about if you're a renter and whether or not you will be evicted, and also about this triple lock on pensions. Simon Collier is the founder and CEO of Association of Pensions and Benefits Claimants, CIC. Morning to you, Simon. First of all, if we can start with the renters, and there has been this month-long extension of not being evicted, and that has gone on now to the end of September. Doesn't mean to say you won't be evicted, it just means that you won't be until October now.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. There's two ways main ways that people are being evicted is, first of all, Section 8, which is if you have rent arrears, you can be taken to court and you suddenly find you've got 14 days notice to get out. And the other one has been the very controversial Section 21, which means for no fault on any part, the landlord can evict you. And what's been happening is, of course, landlords, if people have made a fuss about their accommodation, landlords have been using Section 21 to get rid of people. Now, what's happening is the government said they're going to repeal that, but they're having real difficulty with this because, of course, they are the party of the landed gentry. Yeah, so really they've got a real dilemma that they want to improve the lot of tenants and make the renting market fairer, but on the other hand they don't want to dilute the rights of landlords just to chuck people out. So they're sort of kicking the can down the road a bit.
Simon, it's interesting to hear you describe the Conservatives as the party of landed gentry. Obviously, they I'm sure, would argue they're the party of all people in this country. That said, is it fair to push this problem onto landlords?
I think that the problem is, at the moment, we don't know the real extent of the crisis. At the moment, there's many schemes that are like the half-price food scheme that's going wonderfully well. But we really don't know what's going to happen come October when all this sort of final financial support has ended. Now, what's happened in Scotland is they've extended, they're not evicting people for a year. In New York, it's a year. In Wales, they've extended it for 6 months, and they're providing loans as well to help help tenants pay back any rent arrears. So I think that our government has been noticeably worse than everybody when it comes to actually coming up with help for tenants. They've reluctantly extended it by another month, which to me is just sort of ridiculous, because of course the true extent of the problem that we're facing will only start to really show up in October.
I suppose the point is that they're trying to look at both sides, aren't they? And they're looking at landlords and saying, you know, quite a lot of landlords are small landlords, and this is actually their business. And so you're actually sort of saying your business, we don't care about your business, aren't they? They're saying we don't care about your business, we care about the tenants.
That's an interesting point of view, but I don't think that, I'd like to see actual private landlords sort of eventually phased out and have the property letted market run much more by responsible social landlords, whereas sort of, when you have a problem with the landlord, there's a proper committee of people with proper procedures that will make judgments, not simply the whim of an individual landlord. And I think in other markets, like for example Germany, where many people don't buy their houses, they all let, that sort of model is a lot better than what we've got. Ours is a sort of hangover from feudal times, our property market, and I don't think it's a very, very good system particularly.
Sorry to interrupt you, Simon. I thought it was interesting that you described the extension of the eviction ban as ridiculous. And I wondered whether you thought of it as something that was helpful or simply postponing the inevitable, which I think is obvious given what you said. But what would you have done differently had you been in charge?
Oh, I think I'd give a much longer extension. I'd actually give a much longer extension to at least into next spring. Just because what happens is when people become homeless, it can take 5 years to recover from that. How can you get a job or how could you start in self-employment if you don't have a stable base? And people need stability, you know, in their lives. And what's happening is there's a massive number of people, 230,000, half a million people who are at risk at the moment. And if all those come onto the market looking for property, you know, looking for somewhere to live, somewhere affordable to live, that's a tremendous problem. Now, what's actually happened is recently credit reference agencies are now taking into account your ability to pay the rent, your track record of paying the rent, actually in your credit score. So not only are people going to be made homeless, they're suddenly going to find they've got a terrible credit rating with which to try and get another property. Now, in the past, landlords haven't really, you know, didn't used to worry too much about things like credit references, but now they're absolutely, you know, they're absolutely in the fall. You know, everyone's having a credit reference taken on them when they go to get another property.
Should we talk about pensions now then? Because that also is going to affect hundreds of thousands of people. And this is about the triple lock. Now, yesterday there was a headline in one of the papers about the Chancellor and the Prime Minister at odds on this, on the triple lock pension, about the fact that it's guaranteed to go up.
Yeah, I've been following that. There's obviously a bit of a clash going on between Boris Johnson and his Chancellor sort of over this matter. I think the problem is at the moment we're making all these incredible decisions at a time of absolute uncertainty, and what we need to do is let things settle and see where we are. The Brexit negotiations are in a huge sort of kind of stalemate situation, and you know we're going into all these sort of complete uncertainties with too many different sort of factors. You know, what will happen if we really do get no deal at the end of the Brexit situation? You know, that's just only one factor now in what's going to happen. What happens if there is really massive layoffs come in October? You know, how are we going to fund all this? I just think that at the moment we're trying to take too many decisions too quickly, and we need to sort of allow things to settle down before making any choices. I mean, this amount of money that's been borrowed is colossal. I mean, since the Second World War, actually Labour has had far lower borrowings when they've been in power than the government. Now, I know we've got a special situation here, but it's actually, we've got record borrowing at the moment. It's unbelievable the amount of money we owe. And we, you know, it's going to take a long time to resolve the situation. But there's no, you know, so there's no reason to take sort of snap decisions. So let's let the situation work through the pipeline a bit and then start looking, you know, of how we're going to repay back all this debt and what we're going to cut to do it.
The thing is, though, Simon, debt is often talked about in negative terms, but actually borrowing isn't necessarily a bad thing. Many of us borrow in order to buy a house and to go to university and to better our lives. So there is some kind of discussion about that narrative. But I wondered what you predict will happen in October.
I think we will see a lot of layoffs. I think we're going to. I think the recession has been masked. A lot of the figures are masked. The actual unemployment statistics are so unreal. They're done to an international standard, but everyone's working the same scam. That basically the true numbers of unemployed are really, really. It's been designed to really mask that. So we're not really seeing, you know, at the moment, some things are going very well. I mean, the construction industry, you know, there's a lot of work out there. The, you know, this short-term food, you know, subsidy situation, you know, people are flocking to the restaurants to the annoyance of regular customers who go down to their pub and find that it's all fully booked. Now, when all that finishes, you know, what's really going to be happening in October after at the end of the furlough scheme? And I think we're going to be seeing a lot of people coming onto unemployment. Now, these people at the moment are not classed as unemployed because they're not looking for a job. So they're not being counted as the unemployed. But in October, they're going to become, you know, a lot of them will become actually unemployed.
Yeah. And also, I think there are many people who say that the rise of zero hours means unemployment is masked anyway. Thank you very much. That's Simon Collier, who's the founder and CEO of Association of Pension and Benefits Claimants, CIC. We're going to take a quick break. The time is 8:30 in just a moment. Are UK retailers ready to respond to shopping's new normal?
Across the UK.